Mobile. M0TR. Getting ready to walk over to the neighbors and take him a coconut cream pie, milk cookies. What else are those things called? Turtles? They look like a turtle. They're chocolate and pecan.
Hey, Patrick and Tom, W2T.
Hey, Tom. And yeah, is the turtles, are they just chocolate and pecans, or are they chocolate caramel and pecans?
Pretzel? It's a little round pretzel, Patrick. And what else are you doing?
A Rolo candy with a pecan on top.
And melted together. About as far uptown as you can get. Go ahead, Rusty.
To both of you, been outside doing some work, cleaning off my back porch and getting rid of some stuff and just generally getting doing things around the house today. And where are you at today, Patrick? You on your way home already?
I just pulled out of my last stop. Kind of a short day today.
We've been out and feeding and watering the chickens, and I went out and bought some feed.
Trouble, Tom. Well, I did my running around earlier, went to the grocery store, had me some wings for lunch, and all didn't get the ones I wanted because they were out of them. But unless I wanted to buy a box of 25, and I didn't think I needed 25 wings. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm not a big fan of wings. Too much effort for not enough reward for me.
He's going to ask me a question about them turtles. What was you going to say?
I had the caramel in them because those are the good ones that I like anyway.
No, I think it's got everything but that. Nuts. And, oh, it's got caramel in it? Oh, I know. Okay, it's got caramel in the Rolo, and then they're melted in the oven. But it's Tim's birthday today. I think he's going to be 55, so he's the guy next door that's... was a mechanic for many years, Patrick. I don't know if you hollered at him or not. I know Chad's met him, but they're just great neighbors.
Met him, and yeah, the Rolos had the caramel in them. That's why I was asking what all was in them. Those sound like they'd be really good.
Sounds like they'll be really fattening.
That's too good for Rusty.
I don't get mad, Tom, remember.
Did you say that, Mom?
No.
She's turning red over there, Rusty. Go ahead, Patrick.
Turn red, but you might have a knot on your head here in a minute.
I hope she puts one there after he threw something like that out. Go ahead, Tom.
I couldn't resist. You left yourself wide open like I do at times. Oh, I went up to the feed store and I showed him those big eggs, Patrick. She said, we had one bigger than that. I said, you're kidding. And I said, well, what breed were they? It's the same breed as ours are, those Isobrowns. And the boy there, had Ty, he, up at the feed store on 14, he had a video of when they cracked it. Honest to God, Patrick, it cracked it, and there was a regular egg come out, and there was another whole egg with a shell inside of that one.
An egg and an egg. That's interesting. Never heard of that one.
I've heard of triple. I've had a double yokers and even triple yokers. I've seen a triple yoker that was opened up. But anyway, that's, you know, that's got a. That's the thing that's got to be done there. You get eggs like that, and you can feed a whole family off of one egg. Let me go take care of something real quick here. I got something popped up on my screen I got to take care of. I'll be back in a few minutes. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Rusty. Well, yeah, but this was another whole egg inside of that egg is what was so unusual. I've never heard of it or seen it. It wasn't just a double yoker. It was two eggs in one.
Double and triple yolks, but never an egg inside of an egg.
And I said, you mean it's, well, I showed you that one. It was 4.15 ounces. Two of them weighed a half a pound. And they're still laying some big ones. And about two out of five are those big ones. And, gosh, I'd never seen anything bigger. And she said, yeah, we had a bigger one. I said, well, the record's 6 ounces. They should have kept it.
The huge egg that you had there Saturday when I come by, that just, I felt sorry for that poor chicken.
That's what I told her. It must be herniated. They're nice people up there. But, Patrick, I think we'll bail out, and Rusty will be back in a minute, and we're going to walk over to Tim's and take this over there. He gets home earlier than the wife, and his son-in-law comes by about 4. But, yeah, I'd like to show you his Camaro Hydro, no. You know, how they test the car engines at 630 or more horsepower. And they built that engine from scrap. Yeah, you want to show your son-in-law how to do it.
I think a dyno is what they rate horsepower with.
Yeah, I had hydrodynamics in mind because I used to work on large water valves. and they were powerful. But yeah, the dynamometer. And it was way over 630. I can't remember what it was. And that other one he was building, and his buddy bought it from him before he got it all finished with 2 shots of nitro. It was going to be over 800. And it was a Buick Regal, but it looked like, it was an automobile that looked like a Buick Regal, 80-something. I don't remember what year. Oh, my, when you start that thing, it'd rattle our windows over here.
Using the sound percussions that those engines can make when they're built like that. But I'll let you and Miss Bernice get over there and take care of that. But good to talk to y'all this afternoon. And thank you again for the eggs. The wife and I do appreciate that.
No, you're welcome, Patrick. And when you get low again, well, don't be bashful. Let us know. And as long as they're laying, well, we like to share. See you later, Patrick. KO4HKX and 0TR73.
Miss Bernice, KO4HKX.